You know, in the world there are many churches. And many people preach different things. But if you take all the churches together, and all the religions, what makes Christianity different to every other belief is this one thing. In Christianity, we don't have to sacrifice to be blessed. We don't have to sacrifice to be saved. God sacrificed for us. We don't need obedience to the law to be saved. Every other religion, you need obedience to the law to be saved. In Christianity, you need faith in the obedience that Jesus had on your behalf. When you believe that, you are saved. Amen. Without faith, it's impossible to be saved. You can have all the good works. You can make all sacrifices. But that cannot save you. Because it is not enough to save you. By your own works, you can never be holy enough to be saved. Many times we think we must keep the Ten Commandments. Keeping the Ten Commandments cannot save you. Many people are afraid for the day God comes. Many people think when Jesus Christ comes, they don't have surety if they will be saved. It's like the one song of the choir said, "Oh, please God, don't forget me in that day." I've got good news for you. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you receive the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that Holy Spirit that already indwells you, it is the proof of your salvation in the day that Jesus will come. Amen. You know, if you are in my bag there, I've got a plane ticket. That ticket has already been paid. Before I left for Zambia, that ticket was paid. Amen. Now, that ticket is the proof that I will be going back to South Africa. I am in Zambia. But when I get to the border and fly out of the country, I am not scared of that officer. He cannot tell me you are not allowed to pass. I have my passport. I have my plane ticket. That ticket is the proof. No one can stop me. I legally am allowed to go home. In the same way, when you are born again, the Holy Spirit that lives in you is the proof of your salvation. When Jesus comes, those who believed on Jesus, they are saved. The problem we have today is many people think they believe on Jesus, but they are not really believing on Jesus. Many people go to churches. They are praying. But when they come before God, they want to use the Ten Commandments to be saved. Saying, God, I kept your commandments. I pray to Jesus, but what will take me through is my obedience to the law. That way can never save you. You cannot make any demand on your own power to be holy before God. Any demand you make on your own holiness to keep commandments means failure. Amen. Amen. The law of Moses does not have the power to save any man. Your good works does not have the power to save you. Your good works does not make you holy. I want to get back to the story of the pig. When you see a pig, he is not a pig because he eats the mud. No, he eats the mud because he is a pig. If I go today and I go there to the harbor in Mongu and I eat the rice there, does that make me a pig? No, no. Maybe you can say he eats like the pig, but he's not the pig. Even if a pig sits at the table, eating food from the table, does that make him a human being? No. In the same way, your good works cannot make you righteous. Like eating from the ground does not make me a pig. If the pig stands there, he sees I'm eating like the pig, he might say, oh yeah, this one is eating good way. Ah, that's how you must eat. But even if I eat like the pig, the way I eat, even according to the law of the pigs, I might qualify, but it doesn't make me a pig. In the same way, God is a good God that loves and does very good things. If human beings go and they look at the things God do, good works, and they think, I'm going to do good works like God, and that will make me holy like God. Ah, you are wrong. Your good work can never make you holy. You need one thing to make you holy. It is the blood of Jesus Christ. You cannot trust your good works to save you. There's only one thing you can trust to save you. It is the fact that Jesus Christ obeyed every law on your behalf. That His blood washed away your sins. And that you believed upon Him, and that His Holy Spirit indwells you. It's the only way man can be saved. You know what happened? Many times leaders, they struggle to get their people to live holy. Now they come with fear. You know, if you don't pray, you're going to go to hell. If you don't come to church, you're going to go to hell. Now people become scared. Because they become scared, now they come to church. Because they are scared. Not because God lives in them. That is fake Christianity. It's not what God wants. And out of that fear, many wrong doctrines was preached. And people don't know the gospel of Jesus. Let's read Romans 1. Today is baptism. When we are baptized, we need to know what it means. Baptism is not a sign of repentance of sins. And baptism is not washing away your sin. No, the blood of Jesus washed your sin. Baptism is something else. Baptism is saying, I am baptized into the death of Jesus Christ. What does it mean to be baptized into the death of Jesus? What does it mean to say, I'm raised with Christ? We need to understand those things. Amen. Now, the Bible says in Romans 1:16, verse 16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. You see there, the gospel is the power that saves you. The gospel about Jesus Christ is what saves you. Amen. Now I want to go to Galatians. Chapter 2, verse 16. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we believed in Jesus, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. It says, knowing that no man can be justified before God by the works of the law, we have believed on Jesus, and by the faith of Jesus we are saved. We must put our faith in the faith of Jesus. For the faith of Jesus is strong. When Jesus was walking the earth, he had a great faith. And by his faith, he made it possible for men to be saved. So when it comes to salvation, we are strong in the faith of Jesus Christ. Jesus believed, I'm carrying the sin of the world. Jesus believed, when he died, the man of the law died. Jesus believed he represented me and you. Jesus, when he was raised, he was raised for our justification. And our faith is in what he's done for us. It's not your prayers that save you. It is your faith in what Jesus Christ has done for you. The problem in South Africa and in Zambia and all over the world, people think they must pray to Jesus, and thinking because they pray they are saved. No! It's not your prayers that save you. The Muslim, they also pray. Many people, they pray. It is having faith in what Jesus has done and willing to say that I identify myself with what he's done.
Kuri
The Bible says, if you believe in your heart that Jesus died, knowing what it means, and you confess He is your Lord, you are saved. But many people, they don't know what it means that when Jesus died. Even many pastors don't know what the death of Jesus means. The death of Jesus means that no man will be just judged by his works. But everybody will be judged by did he believe in Jesus or not. And the salvation of Jesus, when he died, we were set free from the law. Plus we were set free from the power of sin in our lives. That's why we live holy. We live holy because we are saved. We don't live holy to be saved. Let me say it again. I want the leaders to listen. We don't live holy to be saved. We live holy because we are saved. Salvation comes before holiness. Not after holiness. First salvation. When you are saved from the law. When you are saved from the power of Satan. Then you are delivered and saved. And because you realize how holy you are, you find great good works in your life. So the focus is not the good works. The focus is what Jesus has done. When people can believe that they are set free, the Holy Spirit in them will have fruit. Amen. Let's go to Galatians 5. When we are baptized, Galatians 5:23. When we are baptized, we are baptized into this gospel. When we go under the water, you go under. It is the sign of dying. Saying the man that was trying to live by the law, he is dying. And when you come out the water, you say, I am alive by the Holy Spirit that raised Jesus up. The life in me does not come from my power to try to be holy, but it comes from the Spirit that made me alive. Amen. Right, Galatians 5.
Magalata 5:23.
It says, sorry,
22.
It says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. So is it my fruit? No, it's the fruit of the Spirit. You cannot have these things without the Spirit. We don't want to fake this fruit. We want the Spirit to have this fruit in our life. Under the law message, Ten Commandments is put in front of you. And then it says, that is the commandment. You must now bear fruit. Do what the commandments say. Let me see your fruit. And then people try. But the only fruit that comes is the fruit of disqualification. You are disqualified. Because that law shows you all the time you are a sinner. Even if you get it right for 1 week, that next week you will not get it right. And you'll feel guilty again. Amen. You will feel I don't qualify. And you'll stand guilty, ready for condemnation. Condemned to hell. Because you cannot obey the law. But what God says, you don't have to be saved by commandments. I have come to give you a new life. I will take the commandments away. And I will give you another opportunity. That opportunity is to believe in Jesus Christ. And to believe that He has the power to save you. Free from your good works. Amen. That is what it means. So today, before your eyes, there are two things. You can choose to be saved by your works, or you can choose to receive the salvation that comes by the power of God. Amen. The problem we have in church is they mix these two things. In the crusade, they say, come to Jesus. Now you are saved by Jesus. After the crusade, now you go to church. Now they say you are keeping your salvation by good works. I've got news for you. If your good works cannot save you, then your bad works cannot make you get lost. Your works has got nothing to do with your salvation. Salvation is based on Jesus Christ. And I am saved into a new person. When I get saved, God saved me from the law. He even saved me from bad works. He saved me from the power of Satan. He saved me from the power of sin. So when I receive Jesus, I receive my complete freedom. If I find I'm sinning again, it means I am forgetting what Christ has given to me. So let's remind ourselves what Christ has given us. Amen. You know, when I came here, I was sitting there eating, and I needed a knife. So I was struggling now. I don't have a knife. So I thought, let me ask the people where we stay, I want a knife. So Vessel said to me, no, here's your knife. It comes from your bag. I forgot about that knife. So why was I struggling? Not because I did not have a knife, but because I forgot about that knife. That knife was put in that bag 1 year ago when I came to Zambia. So because I forgot about the knife, that's why I was struggling. So when Vessel reminded me of the knife, my struggles was over. The same with salvation. When you get saved, that day you get saved, you will never need anything again. You cannot become more holy. You cannot become more righteous. But what happens when we go to church, when we go home, we are not reminded of who we are in Christ. We are reminded of our works. And we forget how holy we are because of the cross of Jesus Christ. That's why people start to struggle with drinking. If you are struggling with adultery, after you've received Jesus, it's not because you are lost. It's because you are forgetting what you received. You need to be reminded of what you are. Amen.
Amen.
When God made when God came to Moses, Moses said, he said to Moses, go get my people. He said, ah, I must speak to Pharaoh. What will I tell Pharaoh who and the people who has sent me? He said, no, tell them I am that I am has sent you. He did not say, I will become, or I was. No, he said, I am. Amen.
Amen.
When you are born of God, you are not, I will become one day. No, you are made from God. You are also now, I am. You will not become righteous, you are righteous. But if you forget what you, who you are, you will start to struggle. So we don't condemn those in sins. We know they just don't know who they are in Christ. I'm talking about believers. If you're a believer in sin, I'm not condemning you, but I want to remind you who you are. You are the temple of God. You are the holiness of God. Remember, there's nothing between you and God. There's nothing that can stop you from who you are. God is living in you. Amen. So know who you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You must remember, God took away the law. There are churches today, they still believe in the Ten Commandments. That cannot save you. I tell you, believe me, if the law could save you, you know that law was given to Moses long ago. If the law could save you, why did God give Jesus Christ? Thousands of years after the law. God saw that the Ten Commandments cannot save anybody. So he said, let me give something that can save them. And take that other thing away. But what Satan wants He wants to steal the power of God from you. Now he is telling you, put your faith in your good works. What I'm saying, I'm not saying you should not have good works. Good works is very easy for a Christian. I believe all of us are supposed to have good works. All that I am saying, don't think that the blessing of God comes because of your good works. Don't think salvation comes because of the good works. No. We are saved because of the blood of Jesus. If you believe in the Ten Commandments or not, it's not what saves you. But there are many people that will stand before God one day. God will ask you, why must you go into heaven? They will say, because I lived a good life. God will say, it's the wrong answer. You cannot enter. You say, because I lived a good life. That's not the answer. The answer is, because you paid my sins and because you represented me and made me holy by your blood. Amen. That is the gospel. There are so many things that I want to share. But what has happened to people? It's difficult for them to hear what I want to say. We first need to explain these basic things. There are difficult things that seem to be difficult, but they are very easy once you understand the good news. Whenever you read the Bible, don't read the Bible to see what I must do for God. Read the Bible to see what God has done for you. Because what you do for God cannot help you. It's what God has done for you, what the gospel is all about. This book is not about you. It's about God. Read this book to see who God is. And if you are made in the image of God, when you see who God is, you discover who you are. When you believe who He is, and you know who you are, you find the power of God in you, living in your life, giving you victory and peace in this world. When you look at God, you are looking at how you look. Let me explain. You know, if you take my sons, you can take all three of them. You can say, Bertie is the father. They can see me in here. I am inside them. If you look at me, you are seeing them. If you see them, you are looking at me. When they look at me, they see themselves. The same with God. We are born from God. When you look at God, you look at how you are. That is who you are. That is how holy you are. That is what Jesus Christ came to bring us. That is the gospel. The gospel is not, you know, we must now try to serve God. Let's serve God every day, hoping we will be saved one day. No! Your suffering can never add to your salvation. Not at all. Jesus Christ. Where he is today. Can never be a sinner. And he is a human being. You say, how can you say Jesus is a human being? Let me remind you. When Jesus came to the earth, the one song was sung here. He was born from Mary. Without a father. An earthly father. His father was God. But he was born into a human body. When he died, he died in a human body. When he was raised from the dead, was he now a ghost? No. He had a physical body. After his resurrection, he went to his disciples. He said to doubting Thomas, put your hand in here. So you could, they could touch him. For he's a human. And it's very important to know that he's a human. Because when you believe on Jesus, what we believe is that our holiness is contained in the body of Jesus. As long as what Jesus is holy, you are holy. As long as what Jesus is in heaven, you will be going to heaven. Because you believe on him. When you believe on him, the power of his work is alive in your life. And that is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's clap for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Isn't that easy? It's easy. So when you believe, don't only believe that you are saved to go to heaven. Because that's only half a salvation. Also believe you are set free from the law. Also believe you are set free from your sins. Also believe you are set free from demons. You will never need witchcraft again. Many of you, you struggle to get free from your sin. You have been made free long ago. You can stop now. Amen. Hallelujah.